you know O'Brien for glass. But did you know O'Brien can help you find a local electrician or plumber too? Sometimes things just don't go to plan. It could be a leaking tap, an electrical fault. Whether it's an emergency, maintenance, or an upgrade for your home or business, then O'Brien Electrical and Plumbing experts are ready to help. There are over 100 locations across Australia, so go to o'brien.com.au to find your nearest expert.
O'Brien. Every business does its own thing. So Square built tools that can bring together every part of what you've built. From taking payments in person and online, to taking care of your customers and staff, it all works together. So whether you're as big as it gets or just getting your feet wet, you can keep your good thing going. Learn more at square.com.
5AA Nights with Matthew Pantelis.
Well, the new government is just literally hours old. Anthony Albanese, as you know, sworn in this morning with several of his ministers, and there's a lot of promises on the way. In fact, an $8 billion load of promises that is coming, and that was in the costings announced last Thursday. One of those, one of the big areas, and the Prime Minister mentioned this in his speech on Saturday night, was that aged care is paramount. He wants to improve that. And as I say, just hours old. We can't hold them to account for anything really yet, just at the moment. But that might come as time goes on. A promised overhaul of the sector is clearly going to demand, is clearly going to rely on having the staff there to help with that overhaul. Let's find out some more info from IntelliCare. I'm joined by CEO Jason Waller, who is on the line. Hello, Jason. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Matthew, for inviting me on.
So, okay, aged care, big overhaul on the way. The government will no doubt be looking at this as time goes on. The stumbling block seems to be, as you make note in your release today, finding staff to work in the sector.
Exactly. I think both the Labor and Liberal governments are rightly focusing on aged care, but I think their solutions are way off the mark. Fundamentally, we have a problem with not enough staff in the industry, and that's driven by an ageing population. And what we'd like to see is, rather than just throwing more money at the problem, using technology to enable those staff to work smarter, not just harder.
How so?
Well, we provide a technology that allows people to live for longer in their own home. We use AI and smart sensors to look for normal patterns of behaviour. And then when something's out of the ordinary, we can send alerts to carers. So this allows them to be more productive. They can focus in on the people that need the care most. And we can take the burden off residential aged care because we're allowing people to age in place in their own home, which is what they want in the first place.
Mm. I understand people living in aged care need upwards 3 hours or more care per day with staff. And that's part of the problem here, isn't it, is just finding the staff to cope with that, let alone anything else.
Exactly. And to be honest, I think we will never, ever get to the situation where we have enough staff in aged care. I mean, it's great to see that we're focusing on improving the wages for those people, but the maths just doesn't make sense at the end of the day. We don't have enough in our budget. We're not going to see reductions in healthcare, in defence or social security to supplement that. So I think we need to enable those staff with the kinds of technology that can allow them to focus in on people's prevention, not just responding to issues when they happen, but preventing issues occurring in the first place. And this is where AI, I think, has a big part to play, rather than just trying to throw more money at increasing the number of staff that won't be available in 2 or 3 or 4 years' time, if at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I mean, it's hard to see it fixed within the term of a three-year government.
Exactly. The Royal Commission proposed that I think 215 minutes as a minimum should be spent in care each day. When you just do the maths out and how many staff are required to deliver those kinds of levels, assuming they're not delivering it 24/7 because not waking people up in the middle of the night to deliver care, we're never going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So those staff end up spending a lot of their time, particularly in residential aged care, trying to focus on the biggest crisis that's confronting them on that particular day. Firstly, we suggest that keeping people out of aged care is the place to start. Residential aged care needs to be a safety net, not a destination, and the focus should be on home care. the Liberal government threw more money at additional home care packages, but all that did was increase the size of the waiting list. And they're not trying to actually promote the use of technology further upstream. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How do you develop that technology? I mean, I'm interested in what you say about sensors around the home to detect if something's out of the ordinary. What if somebody, you know, decides to go shopping in the morning instead of the afternoon on any given day? I mean, would sensors go off and alert carers?
Well, the first thing to note is that we're not trying to alert carers to everything that's going on. What we're doing is we do detect incidents like falls and time-critical events. But more importantly, we use passive sensors. So they're not cameras, they're not intrusive, they sit there in the background, and we use AI to look at a normal pattern of behaviour. So if their normal pattern is to go shopping every day, then that's terrific. And in fact, we've seen notifications go to carers when someone stops going out, when they become more socially isolated. Mm. And that can increase someone's chance of a fall by 37%. So, for example, one of our clients, she had a bad hip. And it was starting to play up. But she didn't tell her carers that. She just sort of suffered in silence. When the carers received a notification, then they were able to put in place physio services to help her on the way, and she started going out at her normal pattern.
Okay. All right. So if somebody decides, oh, it's a beautiful sunny morning, I'm going to go out into the garden for a bit and it's out of the ordinary, the sensors don't kind of alert people to the fact that, hang on, something's wrong, we don't detect movement?
No, well, we are looking for those kinds of things as well, and particularly if someone, for example, it's not normal for them to leave the house during nighttime hours because they might, for example, have early onset dementia, yeah. And that could be set up.
Yeah, right.
But it's more things like, what is the long-term trend? So another example was an elderly gent. He's more than 90, and he had a notification sent out because he wasn't preparing his evening meal as often.
Mm.
And it turns out he discovered Uber Eats and was ordering Chico Rolls.
Oh,
now,
sensational.
He's 90. Let him have a crack. That's his choice. But what the carers then did was put in place nutritional supplements at his morning and lunch. And so he didn't suffer from the kinds of malnutrition that might cause an issue further down track. So we're starting to address it upstream. Otherwise, that gent might have suffered from some form of malnutrition, had a fall, ends up in hospital, and that's a slippery slope into residential aged care. So we're trying to address it before they get to that stage. And there's just not enough incentives there from either side of politics to make that happen.
Yeah, right. That's very interesting. Although, you know, I don't appreciate you bagging Chico Rolls particularly. but that is very interesting because, you know, it is technology and that's the world we're moving into. And if all of that, and that's a very interesting example because it goes to show, I think, right to the heart of what tech can do for people, whether they're orderly or not, frankly, and just the alerts that can come out for somebody in that position to look after them. As you say, dietary-wise, let alone if they need immediate assistance, is just brilliant.
Exactly. And look, COVID's had a dreadful impact upon the elderly, and there's no sort of putting a silver lining around that cloud. But if there is one, it's that the elderly have now started to really embrace technology more through Zoom chats with their grandchildren, et cetera. So I think our kinds of smart technology are going to become the normal practice in 4 to 5 years' time. But what I don't like seeing is the government spokesman saying, well, this is just a problem that can be solved by human services alone. If it was that simple, it would have been solved by now. What we see is an industry in crisis and addressing the root cause based on those structural problems of an ageing population and a population of taxpayers that isn't large enough to support that isn't being addressed.
Yeah, very good point. Jason, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Matthew.
That's the CEO of IntelliCare. You can Google them, Jason Waller, and all very well to have the policies, and they're very welcome, but they don't go far enough and don't embrace IT, particularly the technology that is on the way and really here at the moment. How's that example with the Chico Rolls? So the sensors detect he's not cooking a meal every night and something's wrong. And there's the old boy ordering the Uber Eats. Fantastic. Good for him. But as Jason said, that could create some dietary issues down the track and needs to be addressed, and it has been. That is a wonderful example of technology at work. Is it intrusive, do you feel, though? That might be the question I'd ask. 8223 0000 is my number. I suppose, on the other hand, could save your life. So that's the benefit. And why not? Why not have it if it's there? It makes sense. Cut down on taxpayer dollars where it's not necessary, making sure that enough money's left over for where it is in terms of aged care. Crucial as we go forward. And, you know, we are, at the end of the day, the government relies on taxes. And as more and more people reach retirement age, tax drops off. And that's the way we're heading at the moment. So that's the trend, the long-term trend. So stuff like this could very well be the future of aged care, or at least part of it anyway.
5AA Nights with Matthew Pantelis.
Don't let life get in the way of a good book. Try Audible today. Transform your daily commute with a true crime. Turn chores into comedy hour. Enjoy a classic while cooking or some health inspo while you work out. Each month, take your pick from bestsellers and new releases, and listen all you want to the new Plus catalogue, a huge selection of Audible originals, audiobooks and podcasts. Audible. Download the app and start listening today. Membership fees apply. See audible.com.au for details.
The Fast 800 is a game changer for weight loss and healthy living. Backed by Dr. Michael Mosley and using the latest scientific research, this 12-week online program provides a step-by-step guide for better health that fits your daily routine. It's a sustainable, easy-to-follow plan tailored to you. Sign up for a 7-day free trial of the Fast 800 program and get 20% off using our exclusive code FAST20 at thefast800.com. T's and C's apply.